MMA Legal, you're speaking with Aaron. How can I help you?
Hi, I've got an email saying that somebody through the MMA was trying to contact me.
Yeah, okay. Can I grab your name, please?
It's Patricia Hunt.
Okay, bear with me.
I know somebody, I know Aaron, I think it was Aaron was trying to call me a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, but that's myself.
Oh, was it? Aye.
Yeah.
It's maybe about my redress claim.
Yeah, it is, yeah. Are you still wanting to go ahead with your redress claim?
Aye, definitely aye.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much, Miss Hunt. Just for data protection, can you confirm your address for me and date of birth, please?
The address is 22 Colmier View, Croy. And the date of birth is the 12th of the 1982.
Perfect. Thank you very much, Miss Hunt. So I have been trying to contact you in regards to your Scottish redress application. And the purpose of that call is to conduct around about a 15 to 20 minute call with yourself, just gathering further details to what you've obviously given us previously, and confirm the care settings that you was in. So obviously we can request your records from your local authority, and then obviously also find out where you're registered with your GP, tell you a little bit about how the case is going to go moving forward, and then go over the legal fees with you as well. And then obviously I can send you back on your way. So I'll try and be as quick as I can with that. But yeah, just to let you know, Miss Hunt, that these calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes, okay?
Yeah.
Perfect. So can I start off just by gathering some basic information in regards to maybe an address that you lived in before being placed in care, please?
It's the same address I was at all my life. That's the address
it's 22.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. I'll just copy that, you see. Yeah, I just before care. Okay, so just confirming that that's the address of Croy, is it?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, perfect. And just for details that we can pull from National Records of Scotland, the way they archive their records is they find your records by asking, obviously, for that address before care and also your parents' names. So am I able to grab your parents' names, please? Or can I confirm that that's, I've already got it here, as Patrick Hunt.
Oh, that's my dad.
And Ellen O'Connor.
Aye, that's my mum.
Okay, perfect. Just so I can, because when that comes to my investigation team, shall I say, they that's probably one of the comebacks that we're having at the minute is that's National Records of Scotland are always requesting parents' names and an address before care. So it's just how they archive their records. That's all. But,
right.
Like, obviously, your mother and father don't get contacted anyway.
Right.
Okay. So, cut that. I'll just confirm. And I can also confirm as well that the password on your account is Glasgow.
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. Okay, Ms. Hunt. So, can I just start off by gathering some knowledge of if you suffer from any mental health issues at the minute?
Aye, I've got severe anxiety and depression, and I'm actually in the process of getting diagnosed with autism.
Are you okay? Okay, that's fine. Sorry, just bear with me a second. And what mental health issues is it that you're struggling with at the minute?
Anxiety.
Okay, are you suffering with depression or PTSD?
Aye, depression, definitely, aye. I think I have got a wee bit of PTSD, see, when, obviously when I was in care when I was younger, I think I'd mentally blocked a lot of stuff out. It seems since I've been doing this claim and thinking about a lot of things, like there's a lot of trauma that I'd kind of blocked out as I get an adult.
Yeah, I understand that. It's very common to do so, isn't it? It's just obviously you're just getting through life, really.
Aye.
Or trying to, at least. Okay, and are you taking any antidepressants at all?
Aye. It's nortazepine, 45 milligrams a day.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, and do you drink any alcohol or take any recreational drugs at all?
No. Don't drink at all. I used to smoke cannabis, but I don't anymore. I've been off that 2 years now.
Okay, fair enough. Good on you. I do also, obviously, get as well. Obviously, you know, you've got your own coping mechanisms and blockers. You know, when it comes to dealing with, you know, obviously such a traumatic and abusive, you know, upbringing and experiencing as well. So I do understand that. Have you ever tried to self-harm or take your own life at all, Miss Hunt?
No, recently. I did when I was a teenager, but when I was in the care system, I tried a few times, but no since I've been an adult.
Okay, and when you say you tried a few times, is that self-harming or literally attempting to take your own life?
Taking overdoses and stuff when I was like 15, 16.
15, 16 years of age. Okay, and from them overdoses, were you ever hospitalised?
No.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much for being open and honest about all of that. I do appreciate it. I know it can take some courage, so thank you. Am I able to grab the details of where you're registered with your current medical practice at the minute?
Aye. It's EcoSafe Medical Practice.
Could you spell that possibly for me?
It's EcoSafe is K-I-L-S-Y-T-H. Medical Practice, it's called.
Okay, I'll have a look.
And it's in Airdrie Road, Kilsyth.
Oh yeah, Airdrie Road, I've got that. Okay, and how long have you been registered at that practice for?
My whole life.
Okay.
Do you need my doctor's name?
No, the health centre itself will hold them records.
Okay.
So they'll be able to just obviously pull that as a whole from your obviously file. GP whole life. Okay, and are you under like a mental health team or anything at the minute?
I see a counsellor. Lanarkshire Mental Health Team. That's through the health centre as well.
Yeah. Okay, and that's obviously, so the reason why I ask that, obviously, it's evidence leading back to trauma that you've faced and blocked out for all them years, but it's also, obviously, we can use that part of your case as well to strengthen it, so making sure whether that may be linked to your GP or whether, you know, it's a separate institution we may need to request records from, but we'll request for records from both anyway in regards to NHS Lanarkshire and also your GP as well, just to see what comes from, you know, either your GP or the mental health service.
Okay.
And I've got here that you were at the Good Shepherd Home Care.
Aye, that's right.
Okay, I'm just going to confirm the address for them. Okay, and that's on Thornwood Drive, isn't it?
No, it's the Good Shepherd Centre. It's Old Greenock Road, Bishopton.
Okay, so Good Shepherd Home. Greenwood Drive, did you say?
No, it's Old Greenock Road, it's called.
Old Greenock. Okay, bear with me. Old Green. How would I spell Greenwood? Obviously, Green.
Greenock. GREONCH, I think it is.
CH, yeah. Aubrey McLeod. You said it was in Bishop.
Bishopton, hi.
Bishopton. Okay, I'll just have a look at that.
I think it's a day unit now. It's like more of an autumn unit now. But it was residential when I was there.
Yeah, I can see that here. It says, this residential care and education centre for young people with complex needs that occupies part of the historic old of Bishopton House.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and we've got down here that you was at that care setting for around about 2 years, is that correct?
A wee bit longer than that, aye.
Okay, how long would you say?
I was 12 till I was 15, I was there. So about nearer 3 years.
Okay. Right. And was that your only care setting, was it?
Before that, before the Good Shepherd, I was in somewhere called Cardross Assessment Centre. I was only there for 10 months. And then they moved me to the Good Shepherd after that.
Okay.
They told me I was going for 3 weeks and I ended up 3 years in care.
Oh wow, okay. That's not ideal for yourself, is it?
No.
Was it Cardross House, was it?
Cardross Assessment Centre it was called.
Oh, Cardross.
Yeah. It was in a place called Cardross, it was just next to Helensburgh.
Okay, I was just trying to find some information on it, you see. It's coming up here, Cardross Park Assessment Centre.
Aye, that's it, aye.
Okay, yeah.
That was a mixed school, I was there. They told me I was going for 3 weeks, but I was 10 months in there. And
yeah.
Then they moved me to the Good Shepherd, which is, it was an all-girls school when I was there. And it had a convent next door, the nuns used to run the school.
Okay. Months. Okay, yeah, so obviously that's turned from 3 weeks to 10 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then you went to
The Good Shepherd.
The Good Shepherd, yeah. Okay, so was this before 1994 then? Would you say 1993?
I think it was 93, I went in.
Okay. Well, what we'll do is we'll request your records from your local authorities that obviously ran them institutions at the time. Just bear with me, I'll just try and find. So we've got Argyle and Bute Council for Cardross. And I'll just confirm the other one now. Good Shepherd. And yet the council that runs Bishopton is Renfrewshire Council. So we'll request the records from them to local authorities in relation to your care settings and pull as much information as we can from them.
Yeah.
Obviously, you've confirmed your medical centre as well, so we'll request for your records, as I've explained to you as well. And as a whole, when all your records do come back, would you like us to contact you in regards to your records and go through them with you?
Aye, that's fine, aye.
Okay. Okay, Miss Hunt. So the way that we are going to be moving forward with this application is it is around about a 6 to 12 month journey.
Okay.
During this time, obviously, we'll be doing a lot of work behind the scenes in regards to gathering your records, preparing your case, and putting your case forward to the Scottish Government. Now, it's an independent panel that deal with this, these kind of cases, but it's a panel that you or I don't have to face, so everything is dealt with behind closed doors. Or we will be contacting you in regards to the conclusions to the case is obviously the panel date of when they're going to be listening to it, to your case. So we'll inform you of that and also inform you of the conclusion to your application. Throughout the 6 to 12 month journey, we will be in contact with you with updates in regards to how we're progressing with your case and where we're at. We do try and aim to, you know, give you an update every maybe say 2 months along the way. Obviously, some breaks in regards to contact can take longer than expected due to, you know, gathering evidence or information back on yourself. So we don't want to be updating you every couple of weeks with the same kind of update. We want to update you with a good collective bit of information. So what is obviously going to happen as a law firm representing you is we first and foremost like to fight for, you know, an official apology from the Scottish Government for, you know, recognition of wrongdoing, obviously for your time and care, but also we do fight for financial compensation for yourself as well. So depending on the level of, you know, abuse or trauma that you have faced during your time in care, the panel will assess your application and a statement that we will get off you at a later date. They'll assess that statement and they kind of put your case alongside the kind of like applicability in regards to the payout of what they do with the scheme. So they pay out anything between £10,000 and £100,000 for compensation. So obviously we'll try and strengthen your case as much as possible, and we try and get every penny we can out of the Scottish Government. Obviously for recognition of wrongdoing and what you've faced during your time in care. What I would like to do though is obviously with that information provided is I'm just going to run through some legal fees with yourself. Obviously, you have signed the documents with ourselves when my colleagues have contacted you in the past. I think it was Gemma that you spoke to.
That's right.
So the documents that she has sent you out, obviously, you've signed back with us, but obviously, just in case you... actually, I can see there's no documents on here. Let me have a look. What I might have to do then is I might have to resend you these documents just with them not pulling through to our system, which is a little bit confusing, to be honest, because normally they're ready to go. But I'll talk you through any forms that's needed. And, so obviously you're not getting confused or, overwhelmed by anything at all. Can I just confirm that your email address is trishahunt82@gmail.com?
Oh, that's it.
Yeah, perfect. Okay. So I've just sent you through. Let's have a look, see if it does it. So yeah, so they've gone through. So I've just sent you through three forms that you can electronically sign. But I'll go through the legal fee side of things with you so you understand how we work as a law firm and how how we're going to represent you. Okay, so once this is done, I'll obviously formally ask you if you're happy to proceed with MMA Legal. If you're happy with everything that you've heard, as I said, I'll go through the forms or any additional documents that we do require, and then we can progress with your case in regards to requesting for your records then, okay? Okay, Ms. Hunt, so when it comes to the Scottish Redress Scheme, you do have three options available to yourself. Option one is that you can apply directly to the Scottish Redress Scheme by yourself without a solicitor or a law firm to represent you, and that's just you gathering your own evidence and presenting your own case to the Scottish Government. Option two is that you can instruct a solicitor who operates under the Scottish Government Legal Fee Scheme, and they are paid directly by the Scottish Government for assisting you with your application. Under the Scottish Government Scheme, Participating solicitors may receive up to £2,000 plus VAT from the Scottish Government for assisting you with your application, regardless of whether you win or lose the case. MMA Legal does not operate under the statutory scheme and will not claim those government-funded fees. So if you do decide to instruct us, you would be you would be choosing private legal representation under the conditional fee agreement and would not be paid by the Scottish Government for assisting you. So that conditional fee agreement that I've just mentioned there, that's also been sent out to you. That's just basically you saying that, you know, you're going to be signing up with MMA Legal, we're going to be your law firm, and you can't go to another law firm to represent you, obviously, because we'll be starting the process for you. Okay, option three is ourselves. So our agreement operates on a no-win, no-fee basis. So this means if your application is unsuccessful, you won't pay anything. And if you withdraw your application on our advice, then you won't pay nothing as well. Okay. So what we don't like to do as a law firm is obviously cause any financial burden or stress upon yourself. We are quite relaxed and easy and just want the best for our clients. If your application is successful and you do receive a redress payment, our fees will consist of basic charges based on the time spent and also a success fee. However, the total fees, including VAT, are capped at no more than 20% of your redress payment, so you will never pay anything more than the agreed percentage. So that exact figure, so obviously for your own peace of mind, is 19.2%. So we are one of the cheapest law firms about when it comes to dealing with the Scottish redress scheme at the minute. But obviously, we do work tirelessly and, you know, behind the scenes, put a lot of hard work into our cases to make sure we get the best outcome for you guys more than ourselves. So with them three options being read for yourself, Ms. Hunt, are you happy to proceed with MMA Legal?
Aye, definitely, aye.
Perfect. Thank you very much for confirming that. Okay. And what I would need from yourself as well, Ms. Hunt, is proof of ID and proof of address as well. Obviously, proof of address data within the last 3 months.
I think I sent Gemma a letter before, did I? I think I sent Gemma stuff through WhatsApp. I'm sure it was two things with my address on it.
Was it? Okay, let me just bear with, because we've got a different WhatsApp to what Gemma and the other colleagues would have used. So I do apologise that unfortunately Gemma hasn't uploaded them documents to your case file. So what I'll do is I can send you a WhatsApp from our business work phone. And if it's easy for yourself to just send a pictured image, then yeah, please do so. And we'll I can upload that straight to your case file then. And obviously, as I said, progress your case in that sense then.
Great.
So I'll do that for you shortly. And before I do let you go, Ms. Hunt, is there anything else that I can assist you with at all? Or any questions?
No, I don't think so, no.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you very much for getting in contact with us. We do appreciate it. And it's been lovely to speak to you.
Thank you.
That's not a problem. If you do have any questions or anything in the meantime, feel free to give me a call on this number.
Yeah.
And if it's not myself that will be contacting you, obviously it will be one of my investigation teams, and what they do is further down the line throughout that, as I said, 6 to 12 month process. They'll grab a formal, more in-depth statement off yourself compared to what you've given to Gemma already. They'll just go into detail and expand on that and obviously try and get as much evidence and effectiveness from obviously what happened to you during your time in care. They'll get that down into a nice formal written statement for yourself and then attach that to your case file to present to the Scottish Government.
Yeah.
Okay, but as I said, my name is Adam and I'm going to be dealing with you predominantly.
Right, okay.
So obviously, if you've got any questions or anything like that, you're more than welcome to give us a call back, okay?
Right, okay, that's great. Thank you.
All right, Ms. Hunt, not a problem. Once again, thank you very much for returning our calls and emails. We do appreciate it. No worries. Thank you very much and enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks, bye.
Thank you. Bye now.